to you by Penguin.
Losing and Finding My Virginity, the full story, written and read by me, Richard Branson.
Dedicated to my parents, Ted and Eve, who made me who I am, to my sisters, Lindy and Vanessa, who have always been there for me, to my wife, Joan, who makes every day an adventure, and to my children, Holly and Sam, who dream of an even brighter future. And, of course, to my grandchildren, Etta, Artie, Eva Dea, Bluey, and Lola Snow, who make me want to turn our dreams into reality. A special thank you to Greg Rose for helping me pull this project together. Greg has spent years getting to know my life, my mind, and my tennis serve, and searched through countless unburnt notebooks and memories for us to bring these books, and now this audiobook, to life. Prologue. As I'm reading this, now age 73, Morocco has just been hit by a huge earthquake. It has flattened the villages around our beautiful Casbah Tamedot, causing enormous loss of life. While Casbah Tamedot was badly hit, it has somehow stayed intact, and all our guests and team were spared. I'm heading there to try to help however we can. My life has been one of extremes, filled with both dramatic lows and heady highs. Overall, I do feel I was born under a lucky star. I haven't read these stories for many, many years, so here's to going down memory lane, and I hope you enjoy the ride.
When I first published Losing My Virginity in 1998, I wasn't at all prepared for the reaction. I expected the business community, some newspaper reviewers, and a few autobiography readers to pick it up. But before I knew it, the book had taken off. Losing my virginity is still the most common object handed to me, except for a mobile for a selfie, usually by a person with a pen and a smile. I've written short updates to my autobiography over the years, but so much has happened in the past 2 decades that I realized I needed to write a sequel. Finding My Virginity kicked on from where Losing My Virginity left off, at the dawn of the new millennium. By the year 2000, people thought we had done everything and there was nowhere else left for us to expand, no new challenges for me to embark upon. But being involved in running a company like Virgin is never a question of sitting back. It's about constant reinvention as the world changes, and as do I. Combined and expanded upon for the first time, this is the story of my entire life so far. My home has moved from a houseboat to a paradise island, while my company has grown from a UK business to a global brand. My dream of flying to space has gone from childhood fantasy to a reality, and my focus has shifted from battling bigger rivals to changing business for good. In this time, I've experienced joy, heartbreak, hurricanes, fires, business and other highs, grief, records, doubt, and my toughest ever crisis. It's been a roller coaster ride, and I have no intention of getting off anytime soon. I view life as one big adventure. I'm always learning and finding new things to try and challenges to overcome. I'm still finding my virginity every day. But now that I'm a grand dude to 5 wonderful grandchildren, Etta, Artie, Eva Dea, and Bluey and Lola Snow, I look at my life in a new way. Whether you're running a company or simply living your life, hopefully you can learn from my mistakes and put a smile on your face along the way. A reviewer said this is the first autobiography in which the author has written an expose of himself. Well, I'm happy to agree. If your life is one long success story, it won't make for a good read. What's more, you're most likely a liar. We all have ups and downs, trials and tribulations, failures and triumphs. We just hope to come out stronger on the other side. The late Steve Jobs, the entrepreneur I most admire, said, "My favorite things in life don't cost any money." It's really clear that the most precious resource we all have is time. That thought has been on my mind as I read this book, thinking back to all the good times and tough times behind me, and looking forward with a wonder at what lies ahead. I've always lived every day as if it's my last.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?